there's nothing, no such thing as a number or zero or infinity. Look at this. Whose handkerchief is the form of a square, right? Perhaps this summarizes your unique nature as a superior ape. You belong on National Geographic, talking zero, number, and infinity. And then in the midst of the comedy and the interview with you on National Geographic, they pan into the background and some twist with the focal length of the camera, and there's some guy sitting on the back there in the brush. No, he's not taking notes. He's not doing anything. He's not doing anything. He's not thinking about anything. Of course, he has nothing to say to National Geographic. He has discounted. Nothing, number, or infinity always arises. In any case, it arises within existence itself. Existence itself is not confounded. And you notice, no matter what arises, you are the witness of it. What kind of import do you grant to this principle? You are already free. You could deliver yourself to that freedom. Affirm that absolute. Beyond infinity, number, and zero. You could do it. My company demonstrates it and transmits it to you, but you are reserved. You have your opinion, your point of view, your ideas, your suffering, your circumstance to be utopianized and idealistically fulfilled. You see, you have all kinds of arguments against your own and present realities.